Who's the best show here?
Black Show!
Who's the best show here?
Black Show!
Pretty good. That's the best one.
I am sure.
Pizza, pizza.
Showtime! I flashed a 70-year-old woman.
Nothing wrong with getting a little...
I'd like sweet meat.
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are looking bad. For the show, then go direct to DLNGS.org. And ICChallengeAnalytics.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1140 of the Link Sling Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, you know, so, one of the things that we're working on here in the yard is building a container pond. And it dawned on me the other day, because we're going to have a, maybe one day we're actually going to put a pond in to the yard here, but right now we're just going with a container pond. It's a 180-gallon tub that we got from the Tractor Supply, and then we have a little smaller basin that I put together a little brick tower to put it on that has a waterfall spout. So for a waterfall effect, and there's the pump that we're waiting on. It's a solar pump. It's going to come in from the basin and then go back up under the pea gravel in the upper basin so that it would push the water through. And one of the things that I was like, you know, would make sense to have, and I'm having a hard time even trying to find something like this, is a little box to put the hose in that has slits around it that the water could flow through, but the pea gravel isn't going to, you know, come back in and maybe block the hose up. And I was thinking to myself, that is like the perfect thing to have 3D printed. If I had a 3D printer. So I said,
what's holding
wife,
you back?
I don't know. That's like buying a 3D printer just to print this one thing. That
because, you know, it won't end up being.
You
just
will
this
find
one
things
thing.
To print.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, yeah, I was just thinking about that because I'm like, if I can't find it, you could just make it with a 3D printer. So that's like one thing I have come upon to say, hey.
It's like a friend of
3D
mine.
Printer.
Friend of mine, he posted on Facebook, and any of his friends had a 3D printer. I'm like, dude, you know I do. Come on, what do you need? He's like, he needs a. I guess he needs a center caps for his 4Runner, his Toyota 4Runner. And I'm like, oh, see if you can find me a model. I'll try and print them. You know, for some reason, three of the four that were on his 4Runner have come up missing somewhere.
what were they?
The center cap, the, you know, the cover that kind of goes over the lug nuts.
Oh.
Yeah. So, or something, either the lug nuts or the hub or something, I don't know what, but, you know, but I'm like, yeah, I could do that.
He's missing three of the four?
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those things where, either you find it at a junkyard or the manufacturer wants to charge you like the cost
arm and
of
a fucking leg.
Yeah,
right?
The cost of tires to buy.
New like, wheels.
You might as well just buy a whole new car
or
by
like,
the time
like,
you're done buying that crap.
It's like the thing that scares the crap out of me with my son's new car is it's an all-wheel drive CRV. So
I'm pretty sure they would barely charge you at a junkyard.
Yeah, well, for those, but.
Well, that's why I said it'd be better if you don't find it at a junkyard, you know.
But with Luke's car, though, like, if he pops one tire, then I'll have to replace all four. Because it's all-wheel drive, and that's the way they work. Especially if he pops it in the sidewall or something like that.
Why would you have to replace all four?
It has to do with the transmission on all-wheel drives. So, and how the all-wheel drive transmissions work, you usually have to replace all four when you have a flat on a, especially like if you, say you get something in the sidewall, which is not patchable.
Right, which explains having to replace one tire.
Right.
Potentially two.
But you'd have to replace all four unless, because they all have to have the same amount of wear. That's the problem. So.
Nah. I mean, there's things you could do. Like, if you just bought the tires and are only like a month or two old, and you pop one,
it's probably okay then, but.
Yeah. And there's a tread tolerance that you can go with on there. And they could technically shave down the tire, other tires to, or you could shave down the new tire to account for.
Or deal with a little bit of pull.
Right. Ooh, I got the nice letter from my doctor. Let's air a doctor and find out what else he has to say. After all the tests.
You're dying. In.
No.
No, no. You're dying.
Now, he did say, everyone's dying.
But, exactly.
No. But, I'm to the point now where I only have to go and see him once a year. So.
How often were you seeing him before?
Twice.
Oh.
I will probably be going to the doctor at least every 6 months until I die.
See, it's sent to the MyChart app, but where is the letter? Maybe send messages.
Every 3 months or every 6 months, depending. If they find something at the 6 month mark, I'll go again in 3 months.
Now, my sleep, thing that ticks me off about my sleep study is one, the closest I can get was July. And this was, when I went in, May, right? So that was the closest appointment they can get me for the sleep study. But then for some silly reason, you have to wait 2 months to get the results. And I'm like, I'm half tempted just to take my machine with me and say to the tech, hey, if everything seems okay, can you adjust it now? she probably won't do that, but.
No. Yeah. That's liability on her part.
Yeah. Now last time.
No way in hell.
They did tell me. Yeah. Okay, what the heck is.
Oh, I remember, last time I went in and they said, these aren't the settings that you're supposed to have. And I said, yeah, well, look at the numbers. And they're like, oh, you have it set right. Well, here, let me tweak it back. If you tweak it, I'm just going to tweak it back to what I have it at. So they left me alone after that.
Wait a minute. Why in the world? Maybe I'll try this in the web.
Like, I'm going to hold them liable for me changing settings.
Well, I mean, my portable one, I have to do that.
You have to figure out your own settings, right?
Yeah.
Or adjust it to the settings of your other one.
Well, they adjust, yeah, exactly. But they adjusted it when I went and bought it, because I bought it at the... what you call them?
Swap meet?
No, CPAP, like a CPAP store locally here. But I'm just trying to read this.
And you didn't want to program it yourself?
I did know how to program it. It was a brand new one. I know how now. It was just when they set it up when I bought it, so no biggie. I don't have a pass key on this device. Now, why can't I read a damn email in the app, but for some reason I can't sign? I hate my chart. I really do. Ugh. Damn.
I got another chiropractic appointment next week, Tuesday. They are helpful, just not as helpful as I would like. I don't know if people are just afraid of hurting me or they just keep giving me these little guys that, you know, can't crack a back.
Is that your chiropractor?
Yes. I keep getting the trainees.
That does feel good, though, when they crack the back.
Oh, I know what it is. I just got the username wrong.
And I can't believe, you know, they got all these tiny people coming in as chiropractors to the VA. It's like, seriously?
Joe needs a man.
Statistically speaking, most of the people that walk into the VA to get their back adjusted are going to be well over 200 pounds.
No kidding, yeah.
So why do all these chiropractors weigh in at like 150 to 175?
Oh, it's like, well, you ever had a massage done? Same thing.
Yeah, but with the massage therapists, I mean, that's a little bit different. You got people working with their hands all day, every day. I mean, you shake somebody's hand that does massage therapy for a living. Their hands might be nice and soft from all the oils, but they're not going to be weak.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's just, it's irritating. Oh, wait, there. View clinical notes.
I think it's just that I'm getting all the newbies.
They're like, here comes Joe. He's okay.
He's a nice guy, so we're going to give him these trainees so, you know, they don't cry on their first day. That's what it is. I got to start making people cry on their first day.
Right.
I was going to say, harder, harder, harder. What's wrong with you? And then kick him, right?
Jesus Christ, put your back into it, you little bitch. Oh. Better yet, put my back into it.
Yep.
Maybe one of these times I'll pay for a chiropractor instead of getting one through the VA.
They're all over the place, man.
I
take your insurance. Wait, does your insurance cover it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The insurance covers a percentage for a number of times to visit, but for me, right, the VA covers the rest.
Oh, if you go through the VA, right?
Yes.
But if you're going to go off on your own, then it's just what.
Then I would have to cover the difference. Yeah.
Now here you go. I'm reading a letter from my doctor. It says this medical record was created with the assistance of ambient AI technology. I'm like, oh fuck.
It says you're a woman now.
No.
Now. Yeah.
Now, please, shut up, asshole. Anyway. Well, yep, so basically.
Sorry, Joe, your testosterone levels are so high, your ovaries are gone.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Some people want to talk smack about me being on TRT, and that's why I'm, you know, as large and muscular as I am, and going through the process of explaining to them that TRT actually just brings me to the bottom end of the range for people my age.
Yep. My favorite was in the notes. He said, he's rather muscular. I'm like, about fucking time somebody noticed.
Have you had your testosterone levels checked?
I have not. I don't think it's a problem. Well, I don't know. What would that test be called? Maybe it might be in my lab work. I have to look.
Just a testosterone test?
I don't know. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, it's not in the metabolic panel, H1C, blah, 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 blah.
Look at Joel violating his own HIPAA rights and announcing his medical records on.
He says, hello, the doctor actually, the note that he actually wrote says, hello, your labs are in good range. Continue medication as discussed. If your blood pressure remains quite low, we could consider decreasing the diltiazem dosing, which is one of the blood pressure meds I'm on. So
that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, his blood pressure meds make you fucking pee all the damn time. I tell you, that's the worst thing, especially like when I went to that 30-mile hike. Now, the Ohio one, at least the Southeast Ohio one, they did have porta-johns at the water stations, because it does water, food, and water, water, food, and water. Okay, that's the pattern they have down there. Okay, and every one of those stations had a porta-john there, so you can go pee. And all right, so I get to one of the water stations, no porta-john, and I'm like, I'm all right at the moment, but you know, so it's like, but by the time I got to the food station, I'm like, about ready to piss my fucking pants. I'm like, because I drink a lot of water, especially when I'm hiking, in the warmth and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, it's crazy. But the meds, especially but with both the meds, I have some sort of water pill effect on them. So. And it's just a pain in the ass, man. Makes you pee all the time. But seltzer brand baloney.
That's not going to retain water for you there.
No, you know what? That makes me, you know, well, Luke has work tomorrow. He scheduled the DoorDash. So we're not leaving for the island until probably afternoon. And I might just go over to Dry Giant Eagle and get a pound of Seltzer's Lebanon Baloney. They carry both the regular and the sweet. But none of the other flavors. And I've never seen John Cope's corn here. Ever. I don't think.
Well, I'll tell you what, I made baked corn supreme just using regular corn one time.
Did it work?
And it worked pretty well. So, it worked well enough where I was to the point of saying, the insane amounts of money that you have to pay for Cope's corn, you know, I was like, I'm cool with doing it. Especially if you get like fresh corn on the cob and then roast it a bit so it dries out a little bit, and then you can. It works pretty well.
Oh, I'm sitting here up in the dark. I did not turn on my lights in my office, so I'm in the dark. I'm sitting here trying to find the keys on the keyboard, and I just realized I had the keyboard light turned off. Oh well.
See, if you had a laptop, then the screen would just illuminate the keys for you, right?
Well, this laptop, I do have a laptop, and this laptop has the light up keyboard. So, Oh, man. Somebody just posted. There is a place in Ohio called GNR Tavern. And they make a fried bologna and cheese sandwich.
That doesn't sound healthy, Joel.
Yeah, I know, but it looks damn good. It's got a pickles and an onion on it. Oh. And it's a big, thick piece of bologna. Fried. What the heck
is... He likes his bologna thick.
You like the girthy juicy bologna, right?
Girthy. Well, you ever seen like...
Stretch it going in, right?
Seltzer's sells stuff in Pennsylvania, of course, called Dutch Grillers. And basically, it's just a big, thick piece of Lebanon bologna.
So, I'm migrating my jelly fin.
You're my go boy.
I'm starting the process anyway.
That sounds fun.
That's not a big deal. I mean, all I'm doing is spinning up a different instance. Because currently, I have it installed in a VM, but I'm moving it to an LXC. Just to see if it works.
Container.
Any better. Yeah.
Nice.
So, it shouldn't be that. It hasn't been difficult so far. It seems to get hung every now and then on the library scan.
My MB is in a container. Oh, I finally got. I got.
You have it in Docker? Or?
Yeah, Docker. Docker.
I'm running this in. Portainer. In LXC on Proxmox.
I'm using a Portainer front end for it.
Oh, yeah. So, Portainer makes things so much easier.
Oh, it does. It really does. Yep. Yep. And I can up, generally, I've been able to up, to go from between versions pretty easy without losing anything. Well, that and MB will just rebuild your library, but sometimes it guesses, especially since, unlike MP3s, videos don't have a way that you can, like, put ID3 style tags in them. So it just guesses based on, like, fuck if I know. File name, usually. File name and the length of the video. Oh. He'll guess what it is. I mean, it's pretty good, except a couple of things, like random things. Like, I had season one of Battlestar Galactica, the 2003, there'll be 2003 is the miniseries, 2004 is when season one was. So, I got the miniseries and season one on DVD, and I ripped it. And it screws the names up for all the episodes. It's just screwy. But Paramount Plus, though, has the incomplete entire series of Battlestar Galactica. So, I've been watching through that, actually.
Somebody was telling me the other day that all of Farscape is now on YouTube.
Is it? Okay. Always meant to watch that show. I haven't yet.
It's a good show. Yeah, complete series in correct order, including Peacekeeper Wars.
Nice.
All there.
Same thing with Babylon 5. I'll start watching it somewhere, and either it moves off of it, and I lose track of where I was. And in Babylon 5, it's a pain in the ass. Because you can't... It's not one of those sci-fi series that you can really watch in... understand by skipping around, it just don't work like that. It's very serial. So you gotta watch it from beginning to end. And in order to actually be able to follow the story, especially when it starts getting into the different parts of the conflicts of the Minbari. And the all those people. I did see July 23rd, the next season of Strange New Worlds come out. I think it's the last season of Strange New Worlds. Star Trek.
Yeah,
well. And that'll be the only Star Trek for quite a while.
I thought there was another one coming up. Bunch of them coming up.
Rumor has it they're supposed to be working on a, Admiral Archer based series, and yes, Scott Bakula is going to come back as Admiral Archer. So, maybe?
I ain't seen Scott work in a while.
Yeah, that's the rumor I saw. But
wait, what series is this?
Enterprise,
and this is like after Enterprise, so after the NX-01. I assume somewhere between Enterprise and the original series. I think, what's the Star Trek? Star Trek.
Upcoming TV projects.
That was almost a decade and a half ago.
I know.
What, Enterprise?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's I really liked it, but
It was certainly better than Discovery. Oh.
So what? Starfleet Academy is having another one?
They have one more season, that's it.
Then there's a prequel series that's untitled, and then there's a untitled Noah Hawley film, and then live action project.
Yeah, there was another rumor that,
oh my god,
that they were gonna make another, Chris Pine based one with Chris Pine as Kirk. I assume Admiral Kirk now.
We shall see.
I'm trying to find this story. Is that from
what happened?
Nothing. Oh, I think I remember the one thing they were talking about. They were talking about it was going to be one called Year One, which is like Kirk's first year as captain of the Enterprise after Pike. I don't know. Yes.
Just waiting for them to try and completely redo TNG.
I hope not. They'd fuck it up.
Well, yeah. But they're going to try sooner or later.
I mean,
I guess it's better than them trying to redo DS9.
Well, what they really, really, what the fans really, really want to do is they want to see an Enterprise G and 7 of 9 Captain 7 based series. Because it would make sense, because Star Trek Season 3 was freaking phenomenal. Especially if you're a TNG fan like I am. Yes, Year One has been pitched to Paramount Skydance. So, anywho. Although, I've heard they've started tearing down the Strange New Worlds Enterprise set already. Since it's completed filming. Yeah. So, Joe, would you go with fried walleye or blackened walleye? For fish.
Blackened?
I think so. That'd be a little healthier.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, cause there's a restaurant called West Bay that's on the western side of Kings Island, and we're definitely gonna go have dinner there. And that's two options. Well, you can get a walleye sandwich. They have blackened walleye, which is blackened and grilled. They have baskets with walleye and fries and coleslaw. I don't really want the fries. It's amazing how when you don't eat something for a long time that you start to just not crave it anymore. That's so the restaurant we're going to go to.
So you don't want the walleye sandwich?
I mean, I'd eat it.
You used to crave it, but now you don't?
Fries, yeah.
Oh, fries.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Fries still taste good. It's just I'm looking at the damage it'll do. You know?
Who's going to do more damage, fries or a bologna sandwich?
The fries.
Or a bologna sandwich with fries.
Yeah, bologna sandwich and the fries. Dude, what is that?
What is what?
I heard this big whoosh.
Oh, I think a car drove by outside.
I'm like, that now.
A loud car.
If it was during the day, it could have been me because this weekend is the Columbus Air Show and the Thunderbirds are in town. And they were practicing this afternoon and I heard them flying over my house.
Did you go outside and watch them?
No, I had this magical thing called work.
Well, you can't take a break to go outside and watch them?
No. Well, and it was also pretty cloudy, so I think they were above the clouds doing their practice. But they flew in yesterday, and they'll be around all weekend, but I won't be here after tomorrow afternoon.
So how's it been, how's work been with flying solo?
It's nice having my manager being in Bangalore because I rarely get to talk to him. Cause after about one or two, he's offline and works for me. He doesn't, well, and that's the other thing too, is he doesn't know anything about colleague. So it's like, I'm like senior person on my team, and then the other part of the team, there's another guy who's kind of the senior. Me and him are kind of we had this meeting here today about this backlog that we got. And there was a lot of tickets that the other guys had that weren't resolved yet. And we're like, we're already overwhelmed. All right. So SLAs are going to be blown all over the place on this stuff. We're just like, you know, it's, yeah, I understand that clients are unhappy and stuff and there's escalations happening because of that. But the truth is some of the people that would have helped with this stuff aren't with the company anymore. So we'll figure it out, but it just might take us longer because we have to build the knowledge that they had that we don't. You know? It's like, you know, our product's a big enough product that, you know, certain people just know parts of it better than other people. And that's just the way it is. You know, but yeah, so, you know, it'll work out, you know, but it's going to be a rough road a little bit. So I'm hoping that either they decide, yeah, because one of the things they are thinking is that, oh, we can have AI do this stuff. No, not really. I mean, as much as, you know, if you want to do something, give me some AI tools to help me manage my fucking paperwork, okay? You know, so that way I can actually spend time working on the case, the cases, instead of worrying about when I update bullshit, you know? But, and it'll work out. But apparently we're going to get some severe weather rolling through tonight. Hopefully it's all through by the time we go to the campground.
I hope so too.
I mean, it rains, it rains. I'm ready to go. I've got three ponchos I got like a footlocker. I keep a lot of my camping gear in, and I just throw the whole thing in the car. That has my stove and it has like pots and pans and dishes and stuff in it.
Did you get a new tent?
I did.
Which one did you end up getting?
I got the Fantic Zeta C10. So it's one of those pop-up ones. And I'm going to do the bad thing, and I'm not going to – I have not put it together before I left. So that's – it's out of the box, okay, but I've never taken it out of the bag yet. So it shouldn't be too hard to do.
What if you get it there and it doesn't work?
We're fucked.
Maybe you should take it out and make sure it works.
It'll be fine. I mean, it'll be fine.
Is it the C10 Pro?
Yeah, C10 Pro, yeah.
Man.
I just put the link for it. It's big. It's big.
It's 10 person 10, right?
Yeah.
For three people.
Yeah.
You can each have your own room in that thing.
Well, yeah, there's actually a divider. I don't think I'll put the divider up, though. It's a pain in the ass. Those dividers never work too well. But it'll be fine. And if it's not, well, I can find an Airbnb.
yeah, that's on an island, right? Do they have a lot of Airbnbs on that island?
That's a good question.
I was going to say, how big is that town in there?
It's not very big.
Mm.
In fact, during the winter, there are people that live there in the winter. But you have to like have all your shit flown in because the ferry only runs from May to like September or something like that.
How is the ferry free or do they charge you?
No, it's a charge.
How much is it?
I think it's $20.
How long is the ride?
About a half hour.
Oh, that's cool. I love ferry rides. They're fun.
Yeah. It's really nice because you can get out of the car and stuff while you're on the ferry and you can kind of walk around the ferry if you want to. So, I've been on it a couple times. Let me see if there's a round trip fare. See, buy ferry tickets. They have round trip tickets, and round trip are, let's see, $40. $40 round trip. So, and that's what I'll pay when I get there. I could book it now, but I don't think I have to. Let me double check here. Or how it works if I do book it now. His online ticket purchases do not guarantee or prioritize a spot on the boat. Boardings are based on first come, first serve basis, so be sure to allow yourself enough time to board the boat and or find parking. So it's $42.40. I'll just pay it when I get there. I think I'll double check and make sure you can do that. I'm pretty sure you can. It's the way I usually do it. So, pray your prayers. Yeah, at least I don't have to pay, like if you're a big truck, like a two axle truck, $425. But
how much?
$425. And if you have trailers, you have to pay extra for your trailer too.
Good Lord. Well, that's commercial though, right?
Yeah.
Is that the same price for like a camper then?
Yeah. Well, no, hold on a second. Camper, motorhome, travel trailers, but so you have your vehicle plus, depending on how big your camper is, like if you have a 35 to 40 foot camper that you tow behind, it's $120 extra. So like an under 10 foot one is 42, like a little, one of those little teardrops would be in that 42 extra. And probably one that's around what I would get would be about 85 extra if I get one. Ever get one. Let's see RV costs. Let's see. There should be a rate for an RV. Oh, this will say. But yeah, it doesn't, this schedule, you know, this is the time of year they run pretty, like every half hour. So like if I show up just as one left, I just have to wait a little bit.
So they have two ferries running, one going one way and one going the other?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically how it works. So it goes from March 30th is when it starts back up, and it goes to November 29th. And after November 29th, there are no more ferries. Actually, hold on a second. It says, starting November 30th, scheduled to be posted, closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So I guess they do have ferries. And they'll probably have ferries in the winter up until when Erie freezes over, which it does sometimes. Most of the time it doesn't, though. But yeah, it's a fun ride. You can see, it's the island itself. From the island itself, you can actually see Cedar Point from the island. And Cedar Point is a huge amusement park that we're not going to go to. honestly, I'm over amusement parks. I don't even want to go to them anymore. I don't get people like, I have friends and family members who've gone and paid buku dollars, like $5,000 for a week at Disney. And I'm like, I have better things to spend $5,000 on. Or the same thing when you
You're underestimating the cost for a week at Disney, but.
Oh, I guarantee you I am. Cause I mean, I'm not gonna go into debt just to go. Well, once in a lifetime trip that I do every 5 years.
Yeah. Don't feel bad. I would have to be a whole lot richer before I would consider it.
Uh-huh.
Even then.
And you ever want evidence that people don't really want what I would call true democracy, and I'll tell you a good reason I think that. Because of fast pass systems at amusement parks. I I mean, if you're truly about democracy, then you would be against those and not pay extra for those.
And well, that's capitalism.
Yes, that's true.
That's 110% capitalism.
Yes.
The more money you have, the more convenient it is for you.
That's right. And then the same people who will pay extra money to do that would bitch about other things. So
absolutely.
Yep. Don't see their own hypocrisy. Anyway.
But yeah, when it comes to like Disney World, I have heard rumors that, you know, you'll actually pay less money setting up the trip to go to like Disney Paris or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is Disney Paris reasonably priced?
Evidently, it's more reasonably priced than, you know, things here.
I've only been to Disney in Florida. What was that, Disney World in Florida or is it Land?
Yes.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and that was when my grandfather died.
Went there once.
That's where we had his funeral right now. I'm just kidding. But,
so it's like, yeah. like even here, that now here's the weirdest thing too. Kings Island's now owned by Six Flags, you know, because Six Flags and, Cedar Fair merged. All right. So let's see. Ride and refresh summer ticket is $69. You know what? That's not awful because That's your admission ticket.
When Joel dies, he wants mixed into a protein ice cream.
No, that'd be gross. But the ride and free fresh ticket at Kings Island, $69. You get your admission ticket and Coca-Cola fountain drink refills as often as every 15 minutes. So basically, your pop is free. So that's not too bad.
Wait, if you get it, you get your ticket into the park and all the soda you can drink?
Yeah, for $69. That's not horrible. Now, if you just get the park ticket, it's $45.
Wait, they're charging you $24 for drink?
All day.
Still, that's pretty damn expensive for soda.
I mean, I could make it worth my while.
Oh.
I mean, yeah,
if you're willing to stay close to the kiosk to get your soda instead of actually going and doing things.
Yeah.
I bet you that's one of the things where you buy the cup for like $20.
Oh, yeah.
All you can drink, $24.
They used to have, maybe they don't have, so what I do, yeah, I do, let's see. One year we did it and we had the dining plan too, so we got like, it was like an extra $25 when we got food. Once. Yeah, that's what they do there. Food once. Now if you do 35 for all day, you get, let's see. You can get food every 90 minutes.
So it's $35. So that's
to
come back
to your
$50.
Ticket.
$50. So 35 is 24. So you're looking at like $60 for all you can eat and drink, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. The all
day that doesn't sound too bad. What?
No, the all-day dining plan is $35. Now, the premium all-day is you get an entree redeemable every 90 minutes, and you get a side with that. and you get Coca-Cola, yeah, and you get the Coke, and yeah, so all day, so the all-day dining plan, you can eat every 90 minutes for $49.
Okay, so for $50, you can eat and drink all day.
Yep.
So you get an entree and one side every 90 minutes.
Yeah. That's, you know what? That's not horrible. Now I'm thinking about that.
Well, I will say this.
Yeah.
It is expensive. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, it is. It's still expensive.
You're probably going to play close to that if you're going to eat in the
park.
Yeah,
or
for
more.
Just one thing, one meal, which is freaking expensive. But
yeah, because now, granted, this is, well, the bad thing is it probably costs as much if you get, like, DoorDash now. But, like, we went and had Chick-fil-A when Luke had his senior trip down there, and we went with him. And we ate a Chick-fil-A, all three of us. And it was $60 for Chick-fil-A for all three of us. All right. It costs that much if you do DoorDash for Chick-fil-A. But yeah, I mean, and the thing is like Kings Island, it's okay, but I've ridden all the stuff I want to ride there, and I just don't want to ride it again anymore, you know? Yeah, and that's my thing. It's like, I mean, I get it, you know? If you've never rode the Beast, but I mean, I've rode the Beast like 50, 60 times or more. And that's one of their older coasters. It's like, and like, I had no desire to ride these Giga coasters. You know, and I don't like riding coasters that put me in pain. Like I rode one, in a Hershey Park, is the Wildcat's Revenge, which is, that was a wooden coaster that they stripped out all the track on and replaced the track with steel track on that sat on top of the wooden frame. Okay. That had this insane, crazy lap bar that every fucking corner I go, the tops of my legs would be drilled into that restraint. I could barely get out of the car. Now granted, this was when I weighed a lot more too. Okay. But I could barely, I mean, it took me a good 20 minutes before I could really walk normally after that ride. Just cause my legs got so damn beat up. And I'm amazed that when I got back to the hotel and I basically got ready for bed, that my legs didn't have bruises across the lap. I mean, it was that brutal. And I'm like, I have no desire to ever ride that ride ever again.
Which ride?
The Wildcat's Revenge at Hershey Park.
Oh.
Now, Candemonium, I loved that one. That was a nice ride. That had over shoulder restraint because I think it does have a loop. But that one was good. And the old school, Super Duper Looper, I'm fine with that. That was fine too. And I didn't hurt on that. The Comet, which is, you know, their older, wooden coaster was fun. I'll ride that a bazillion times. But I don't like pain when I go to an amusement park. So that's just, you know, the things I don't like. Of course, I probably like it a lot more now that I dropped a bunch of weight and I'm not so damn tight in the restraints anymore. But I'm trying to remember what they call. They had a hanging coaster that I loved called it when it was owned by Paramount. They called it Top Gun. It was all themed just like the movie. Oh, it's the bat now. again. Be the second Matt. They repainted it and all that stuff. Yeah, it was cooler when it was called Top Gun. Cause you're in the ride queue and they had, the theme music for Top Gun playing the whole time.
On the ride.
Yep. Did I tell you I'm doing trail race next month?
No, where are you doing that? Well, I mean, you might have mentioned it, but...
Yeah, I'm doing it at Battelle Darby Metro Park. And it's kind of cool because the proceeds, you know, your race ticket goes towards a charity called Flip Cancer.
Okay.
And when you sign up for the race, they let you put a name of someone you're running for who's battling cancer or in honor of. And I'm doing it in honor of my mother-in-law, who we lost to cancer in 2009.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for that? You think?
It's been raining so much, I haven't gotten a lot of trail time in. That's one of the things I'm planning on doing at least once or twice when up on the island is, to get some running on some trails up there. I need to find a trail up there that I can do some run. I might have to do, like, if it's an out and back, I might have to go out and back and out and back because the longest trail up there is 1.9 miles. So, and I'm doing 15 or 10K. So I think the upside for me though is I think most of the course is gravel and gravel's a lot more like running on pavement than running on tree roots and rocks. So, but everything I've read estimates you're going to go about 10 to 20% slower, on a trail race. So if I get close to the same time that I got, on my first road 10K, I'll be very happy with that. About 1 hour and 15 minutes is what that was. So, but. And the Torin 9 should be out July 1st. I want a pair of those shoes. The Ultra Torin 9. The most reason I want them is because the outsole is Vibram rubber and should have a lot better durability than a lot of the other outsoles. So, let's see. That has a 28 millimeter heel and 28 millimeter forefront, so 28 millimeter stack, zero drop. P35X dual density foam Vibram rubber outsole, updated heel shape, elevated tongue details, breathable mesh. So, and I know that the Torin 8s did work or did feel fine. I tried them on when I got my first pair of Ultras, UltraFlow Experience 2s. Didn't go with the Torin 8 at the time, and I forget exactly why. I think I know why. Because I was going from the Hoka Clifton 10s, which have a 4 millimeter drop. So those are zero drop, and I didn't think that would work. But I might get a pair of these and try them for road racing. We'll see. I'm just hoping that you could... I'm hoping more road shoes start adding Vibram rubber because that rubber is fantastic. Although I know the Adidas use Continental rubber, which is the same as the tire, you know, Continental tires. That might be worth a shot too, unlike the Evo SLs or something like that. still trying to feel out what I want to go to for a race shoe for the marathon, half marathon. I don't know if I want to go with a plated shoe or not. All I know is I've never burned out more shoes than I have since I started taking up running.
You'll do that.
I know. I'll probably end up burning out 3 or 4 pairs this year at least.
3D print your shoes.
You know you can't. I actually was listening to Believe in a Run on their Drop podcast. They have a Dirt Division podcast, and the first part of it is just like the host just, well, kind of doing what we're doing right now, bullshitting, you know? But then they had an interview at the end of it with a guy who was a Vibram athlete. And the kind of nice thing about if you're a Vibram athlete is you can pick any shoe that has Vibram rubber in it. All right? So you're not beholden. Like, you can run in Ultra the Lone Peak 9s have Vibram rubber. Any shoe that has Vibram rubber. So you're not beholden to just one brand. But what they talked about on there though was apparently on some, like say if you have a shoe that you like, but you like, say you have, a Hoka shoe that has whatever rubber Hoka puts on their trail shoe, you can go to some cobblers and they'll put Vibram rubber on your shoe. And I thought, that's kind of cool. Cause then any shoe can have Vibram rubber. And I'm wondering if they're going to start doing that with road shoes. Cause that would be awesome. Cause my biggest complaint is the outsoles on the shoes are almost always roached before the midsoles are. You know, the midsole might still have a lot of pop and stuff left in them, but you have no rubber for grip. So they're kind of useless. Cause, you know, you're gonna, it's not gonna feel good and you're gonna lose, you'd lose traction going around corners and stuff. So that's kind of why I'm really looking towards getting these Ultra Torn 9s. And they're a good looking shoe too. And I love the toe splay you get on the Ultras. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Dan, cause you got those Escalantes. I don't think I could run in the Escalantes myself. I think there's too low a stack for me. They're what? What are they? The Escalante 2s. I know they're a zero drop. But they have what? What's the stack height on those? Why don't you tell me the stack height? There they are. It says low stack height, but that doesn't mean anything. How many millimeters? Well, it's got less cushion than the Torin does, so I know probably wouldn't like Escalantes. Is it Escalantes are more like a barefoot shoe almost, aren't they? Yeah. Meh.
It's getting close to closing up time.
It sure is.
It's a workout.
Isn't it though?
Oh, this is interesting. Just our article. Jersey Mike has dethroned Chick-fil-A as America's top-rated fast food chain.
Really?
I will say this. I do like getting bowls at Jersey Mike's. I never mess with some. I just get a bowl.
I do like me some Jersey Mike's. I do.
I get the chicken Philly. There's like 300 and... It's below 400 calories, and you get about 30 grams of protein in the chicken Philly bowl. That's freaking phenomenal. And it fills me up, too. That's the thing I like about it. I'm not ashamed to say they had Taco Bell 2 days in a row this week.
What'd you have?
Chicken Cantina Bowl. That's my go-to. It's like about 480 calories, 24 grams of protein. And they added that new salsa there at Taco Bell, too. The citrus something. What is the name of that new salsa they got? Oh, did you hear what McDonald's is bringing back?
No.
The fried... Well, no. The fried apple pies. So instead of the baked ones, they're going to have the fried ones. Jalapeno citrus salsa is the new salsa they got. Taco Bell. But no, they're going to have the fried, starting with fried McDonald's apple pie. It's for America's birthday for the 250th. Starting June 23rd, next week. So, pies like we used to get at McDonald's when we were kids, Dan.
Oh. Are you going to get yourself one?
Probably not.
Oh.
I might get one and split it with Luke because he's never had one before.
Because
the only thing they've ever had since he's been born is the baked one, which is nasty. Burger King has the, for the 250th, Burger King has the firecracker cookie pie. I've heard it's not so good.
All right.
Anywho.
We should probably wrap this up.
Happy Father's Day to the fathers, all three of you.
Happy Father's Day, Joe. Happy Father's Day, Joe.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Pat and Alan, who aren't on the show right now, but both of them are dads now.
And Claudio.
Yes.
And Dave Yates.
Who's not listening?
Alright, I'm gonna play us out. We'll see you in a week. Happy Father's Day.
I am sure.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making it poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
And Sunday is my 29th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Next year's the big 30.
That's great. You going? You're going to be camping, aren't you? No, correct. Will you be coming back then?
Yeah, coming back Sunday morning, yeah.
So you doing anything for Sunday night then?
But I had to look and see, maybe on the way home we could make a pit stop. I had to see how close it is. There's a place called Third Dutchman. And they got more than one. The one that I have been to is the one, closer to Columbus, but they got another one. Plain City is the one I've been to. But they got another one too. That's, where is the other one? Is it Belleville or Sugar Creek? But let me see, is it Belleville? I wish they had a map, let's see. Yeah, there's a map. To see where that one in Belleville is from. Okay. No, that's the wrong direction. It's the wrong direction. So I don't think, because there's another one too. They're phenomenal. They have, the thing they're really known for, especially the Plain City one, is they have these amazing donuts. See, offer restaurants, Sugar Creek, or Sugar Creek. Or Sugar Creek.
It's Sugar Creek Ferry, right?
No.
Workout Weekly.
Joel's Fitness Journey.
And Protein Shake Review.
Oh, and an ad for the shit Joel's selling this week.
Oh. Wait, where is he? I haven't received a message from him that he's going to be running late. Let me see. Did I?
Me either.
Well, this isn't late for him. This is usual time. What? Oh. All this crap that comes into my email and nothing that, most of it's, I don't want. Got an email from Sears. Sears Home Advantage.
Sears?
Sears, yes, Sears. I don't even know why. What did I buy? What did we buy from Sears?
Is Sears still in business?
Apparently, they're an online store. Let me see. This is probably a bad idea. Sears.com, right? Yep, Sears.com. Sears is still online. What was Sears' big brand?
Craftsman.
Craftsman, that's right. Are they still? Wait, okay, so I'm gonna go to their tools department and... Yeah, no, they still have Craftsman. I see Craftsman, wet dry vacuums, hand tools. They also do DeWalt. Who else does DeWalt? Where is Lowe's? Lowe's is DeWalt too?
I think Home Depot does DeWalt too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I think it's a really common brand.
Wait, what is the Home Depot brand? Like, is Lowe's like the Kobalt? Is that like a Lowe's brand?
I don't know.
Oh, Ryobi. Isn't Ryobi like exclusive to Home Depot?
Said without sarcasm.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I truly don't know.
I don't think you get Ryobi at Lowe's. Or maybe
you get it at Home Depot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Like, which, I know, like, Lowe's
Amazon.
Has,
you can get everything on Amazon.
Yeah. Lowe's has Kobalt, and I think Home Depot has Ryobi.
They have Craftsman, too. They do have Craftsman.
Who has Craftsman?
Hey,
what's up, Joel?
They do.
Didn't the drill I buy you with that Craftsman?
No, it was DeWalt. Why is this website being a pain in the ass?
Because you're using it.
Yeah.
Oh, when I try and type in Ryobi at Lowe's.com, it replaces it with Kobalt. So I think I don't.
That's just a TTI brand.
What's TTI?
Who owns Ryobi and Milwaukee?
TTI? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
Do they both use the same battery?
Nope.
No.
Then fuck those guys.
Are you fucking kidding me? Really? I mean, come on.
You might be able to get Milwaukee at... Can you get Milwaukee at Ace?
Home Depot.
Is it only Home Depot? I thought I saw them at Ace.
Yeah, I feel like we did see it at Ace.
So, TTI owns Milwaukee, Ryobi, Empire, AEG, Imperial Blade, Stiletto, Kango, Hart, which is a shitty tool to get at Walmart, Hoover, Orek, Vax, and Dirt Devil. I'm going to have to invest into some battery-powered tools that all run off the same battery platform at some point. I have a Hitachi drill and a light combo pack, and it's probably on its last legs because its battery packs don't last forever.
Yeah, they're a bit of a pain in the ass, and they're never cheap.
No.
They are... fixable, but it's a real pain in the ass.
Now, I'm going to say, if you're, say, Damascus, yeah.
Real pain in the ass.
Yeah. Because a lot of those are not just, they're not, if they were all held together by screws, you're good.
Well, with the Ryobi, they mostly, you know, are. Until you get down to the structure of the actual battery pack, that's when it gets to be a pain in the ass. Cause you gotta worry about the tacked on, strips.
Milwaukee makes a kind of jacket I wanna have for the kind of winters we've been having. The kind where you slip in, MI5 or whatever battery platforms and your jacket's heated.
Is that a problem on my end, or do you hear the stuttering too, Dan?
I heard the stuttering too. I was wondering if it was a problem on my end.
So it's a Joel problem, not a Joe problem.
Neither of you are stuttering?
Well, then I guess there's the answer. Now, I did notice that you can get Milwaukee tools at Ace Hardware and Milwaukee... dollies and certain things at Lowe's.
Like the pack outs.
And, what's the Harbor, not Harbor Freight, what's, Northern Tool? Northern Tool sells in Milwaukee too.
Harbor Freight sells their own shit.
Yeah, they do.
Not, and a lot of it's not bad.
Well, what did you say, Joel? What did you say?
I said a lot of it isn't that bad either.
Oh, we got our soaker hoses at Harbor Freight.
And every time.
Yeah, the problem with the soaker hoses is you could go to Ollie's next door and they were like $5. They were $5 cheaper, but then like you have to wait in the line for a half an hour to check out at Ollie's and it's like.
Oh, you can get a free hat this week at Harbor Freight.
Wait, that's probably. If you sign up for their rewards program or something?
You had to buy something, I think.
Well, yeah. When we went and they were like, hey, you want to sign up for the rewards program? We're like, you know, sure.
$30,
we got a bucket. We got a free bucket. I'd rather have a free bucket than a hat because we use the bucket.
Everyone gets it with $30 purchase.
How about those mini buckets? Those things are cool.
Mini buckets are like for popcorn.
No, they're even smaller than that. I'd say.
You mean
I'd
like
say
those
might
like
be good for like
buckets?
Yeah, for like ice cream or something.
Or put like
or coffee.
Nails or screws.
I got a cool coffee maker that I'm gonna be taking with me camping.
You're cutting in and out again.
That's you, man.
What?
That is you.
No, it's really not. Dan, are you hearing the same thing?
I hear you fine, but Joel does keep cutting in and out.
Kiss my fucking ass.
We're not messing with you. It's actually happening.
Like you'll be going along perfectly fine.
No, he moved to audio test. He's moved to audio test so he can tell us that we're wrong.
Like, he sounds fine for like a few minutes, and then all of a sudden it starts cutting out. And I'm like,
yeah.
But I haven't heard you cut out.
I haven't heard you cut out either.
I just went to the sound test and it's fine.
You work fine for a minute or two and then all of a sudden you're roboting.
Well, I can't help that shit.
Okay, well, if I keep telling you sound like a robot and you need to repeat yourself, I'm not trying to be a dick. Don't get me wrong. I'm good at it.
Right, but yeah. Anyway.
This time I'm being serious.
I'm going to have to go get one of those Predator power stations at Harbor Freight. Those look pretty friggin' cool.
What is a Predator power station?
It's basically a big battery.
Oh.
With a...
It's Trump's brand of Coke.
Yeah, right. No.
It's a bat...
It's similar to a Jaggery. So it's got an AC inverter built into it and a big old battery.
How much is it?
The 350 watt station is $280.
Ooh. How long does the battery last? Like what's the
all depends on how much you're plugging into it, dude.
Well, I mean,
that's 294 watt hour.
Okay.
So that's the capacity, but you can run something of a much lower wattage for like a long time on that.
Yeah, I've seen some on Facebook Marketplace, not this particular one, but a couple of other brands that basically are known for failing. But I've also seen like repair videos on YouTube where the repair is like super simple.
And they have, for $949, they have a 2000 watt one with a 1500 watt hour capacity.
Oh, did you get your CPAP testing done?
That's not until July.
Oh. So you still got to get your CPAP powered if you're planning on going camping.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you want these.
Well, I have a travel CPAP and I have a medical rated battery that I can use and that will work for a couple of days. And in fact, I probably will use that. But my campsite does have electric. So, and I do
I
have
got
a,
this little mini generator that somebody gave me that's freaking awesome. So,
But starting tonight, I'm not taking the metformin. I'm done with metformin.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You on the test yet?
What test?
You gonna get on the TRT?
No.
Get on all of it?
No.
TRT, Tren. Retatrutrine.
If I did any testosterone stuff, there are some supplements we have that I could take.
Get on the Wolverine stack.
And even though I take like 10 milligrams of creatine a day and 15 on days I take my pre-workout, my creatinine levels are fine. So, my A1C today was the same it was in December, 4.8. So, doctor said I can try not taking metformin and see how it works.
Cool.
So,
metformin was the cholesterol one.
No,
right?
That's blood sugar.
Blood sugar, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not an expensive one. It's like $10 for like, I don't know what the hell it is for a month supply. Or something still? Like that. It's dirt cheap. I mean, metformin's been out forever. It's usually the first thing they always put you on. So.
We should start the show here.
You think?
All right, here we go. This is 1,140. Right. Bloody well right. Here we go.